This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It takes a special kind of person to get excited about a bureaucratic data dump, but that's just the way we roll here at Marketplace. News today from the Census Bureau had some possibly hopeful signs for the economy. And among the figures that jumped out at us was this. After years of hunkering down in mom and dad's basement to weather the recession, more young adults are taking the leap and moving out. Some of them, anyway. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, here's Chrissy Clark.
Meet Hallie Moberg from Dayton, Ohio. Graduated from college a year ago, applied for 35 jobs just in the last couple months, and so far, no takers. For the meantime, she's back home living with mom.
I started my life, and then I've come back, and I'm in the middle of her life again. I feel kind of bored and frustrated. I'm glad I have Netflix.
But next month, Moberg's taking her Netflix and taking a leap. She's moving out to Chicago to look for work there. Across the country, there are a lot of young adults taking the same leap, and that's a good sign, according to demographer Mark Mather at the Population Reference Bureau.
These are people who are just starting out, so if they're not confident about their futures, it's kind of a barometer of how the population overall is doing.
That barometer seems to be going up. The latest numbers show that 13.6% of young adults live at home, a half percent fewer than a year ago.
You know, that national trend is very good news.
Sarah Bird-Sharps co-directs a study called Measure of America with the Social Science Research Council.
But not everybody has the same tools for achieving these dreams. And we perhaps focus too little on, you know, disconnected communities where people don't have necessarily the kind of social networks, you know, to link kids to job training programs, to apprenticeships, et cetera.
Take young African-American men. Fewer of them were living at home this year, too, in pace with the national trend. But they have a bigger trend they're up against. Currently, 29% live at home, compared to just 14% of young white men. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.